Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Batting six, second baseman number two, Nico Hoerner.
Hello, I got places to be.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
Got good hair. He's jacked, too.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
Tucker at third, Turner at second, Hoerner at the plate. Here's the 1-0 delivery. A broken bat looper in the left center field. It drops in for a base hit. A two-run bloop single for Nico Hoerner.
And he swings to right. That looked like a trap. It's a single heading to third base. Workman, he's safe. And RBI Nico Hoerner. Shohei Ohtani struck out his first time up, caught looking. Nico Hoerner is at second base and wearing a microphone. And we'll let this plate appearance play out before we engage with Nico.
Maybe not the guy you wanted to play while you're talking to the booth.
It's called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Nico with a double. Love the way Nico plays this game. He didn't take anything for granted. He was running hard right from the start. Had that ball maybe hit a wall and taken an eccentric bounce, he was ready to try for three. Nico's going to be over 300 with his single and double tonight.
Nico Hoerner on 670 to score.
How fun is that?
Nico Hoerner on the score is sponsored by Huntington, home of the asterisk free checking. More at Huntington.com/your money. This is Spiegel and Home Show. Spiegs is off today. Ryan McGuffey is here in the house, and Nico Hoerner is now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Nico, how are you?
Doing well. I'm in San Diego in the hotel rooms hanging out. About to walk over to the field in a little bit, but yeah, things are good.
We appreciate you jumping on. We know you got all sorts of stuff to do. I want to talk about the mic'd up segment, man. That was a lot of fun to watch on Sunday. Walk us through it. How did they approach you? What's the setup like? Were you concerned about anything?
Yeah, I think I had done that in spring training before, where you actually have the two-way mic, the little, like, almost like a little AirPod in your ear. Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was good. I think it's about as smooth as it can be. Unfortunately, I got a kind of the nightmare play of, like, the in-between ball with the right fielder. It didn't change the play, having the earpiece in or anything, but probably the last play I would have wanted to get in that situation, but it all worked out.
See, there are people who – I love that stuff. I love the extra access in-game, especially for baseball. I mean, we see other sports do it now all the time. People want more. They want more. They want more. And then a play like that happens, and everyone complains. Oh, they shouldn't be doing these in-game interviews. You just said it there. I mean, it didn't impact the play whatsoever. But as a guy in this game who understands that sports and the way we're watching them, they're evolving constantly – don't you think that this is, like, whether it's mic'd up, extra cameras, access in the clubhouse, this is part of bringing Major League Baseball to, whether it's people who have been watching it their whole lives, or specifically, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids who are watching the game differently than ever before?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you've seen with other sports, whether it's F1 or golf or tennis, like the behind-the-scenes access and how far that goes in growing the game. And then also for, you know, different players are going to choose to be more public than others, but at least there's the opportunity to be in those settings. And I think, yeah, it's a big deal. I haven't watched the Red Sox stuff yet, but I've heard good things about it on the stuff that came out with them. Mm-hmm. I think the mic'd up works a little better with outfielders. It just got a little less going on sometimes, I think. But maybe we'll get a pitcher one day. That'd be all time.
That would be all time. And I would love to see the pitcher who actually agrees to do it.
Well, remember when Liam Hendricks did it in an All-Star game? I mean,
I was going to say, wasn't there an All-Star game?
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, but he couldn't hear them. That was the thing.
Oh, right. And that's part of the problem for sure. That Nico, I love you also, like, kind of explaining too, like, having being mic'd up and letting people into what people are thinking when Shohei Ohtani is at the plate. Mm-hmm. And even just them isolating on you, I thought it was cool that while they were talking to you, they isolated on you and you're seeing the movement. So with a guy like that, a power bat guy who gets a lot of miles per hour off the bat as he swings it, what is the approach? Like, how do you go about trying to deal with someone that you know is gonna possibly bring it at 110 off the bat?
Yeah. I mean, in an ideal world, you have that level of readiness every single pitch for the whole season. But there's just a heightened awareness, I think, when you know that possibility is a lot higher. And there's no, like, physical adjustment. I think you're just really, really anticipating a ball being hit really hard at you. I think I mentioned it, but O'Neill Cruz with the Pirates is the same way. He hits a lot of just really, really hard ground balls that way. So it's a fun opportunity. Yeah, he hit me a couple balls in the series, but just a different level of speed coming at you for sure.
You guys played in front of 47,000 plus last night, the third largest crowd in Petco Park history.
51,000 on Sunday.
Yeah. 51,000 on Sunday. Like, there's been so much made, and you guys obviously are not. That's not abnormal for the Cubs to draw large crowds, whether it's here at Wrigley Field or on the road, but to do it at this part of the year, to have it by April 15th, you've played teams that are a combined 50 and 33 right now. You went to Japan to see the Dodgers, you know, early. How has that helped you guys or thrusted you guys into playoff type atmospheres right out of the gate as you try to figure out kind of who you are as a baseball team?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point. And I think, you know, you're focus as a player is so much on, like, the task at hand and what's going on that day that, you know, sometimes those are healthy reminders of just where you're at in the season, and not so much as an excuse, but just like a reality check too. And, you know, obviously, we have a decent record, but even within that, I feel like we've left some wins out there, and obviously that's frustrating, but also a great sign pretty much that we've had a chance to win, you know, 75-80% of our games in that way. And that's all you can ask for over 162, and trusting that's going to roll out. And if you're doing it on the road against some of the best teams in the game, then that's obviously a really good sign. But yeah, really fun atmospheres too. I think, you know, what San Diego has going here is pretty cool from a player perspective, of just the amount of people that they have and the energy in the ballpark and the fans hanging out, like, behind the beach in right center. I thought that was a cool sight. So just a great sign for baseball, and it's fun going places that have amazing atmospheres on a Monday night. Like, that was really cool, and I'm pumped to play again tonight.
How many questions did you have to answer about earthquakes?
Not that many, but it was a pretty good one. I was in a coffee shop, and, you know, just seated, had my feet on the ground. I felt like a big bus went by or something at first, but it just kept going. It was long enough that, like, people in the shop were definitely, like, talking while it was going on, like, confirming that that's what was happening. And it's definitely funny, like, the conversations that come out of it based on where people are from on the team too. Because for me, I was like, oh, that was cool. Like, that was a good one, like, having grown up with it. And then people that never felt one are like, you know, got in their bathtub or something, you know, so it's like,
yeah. I mean, I guess Ian had never gone through one. He was on the station earlier today, and he was saying,
funny, yeah.
It freaked him out a little bit that he jumped in the hallway and wanted to see if anyone else was dealing with anything that he was dealing with.
Yeah, I was laughing. I think the first time I got a tornado warning in Chicago, I was, you know, on the floor in some middle room away from windows. And then now by you get them now, 5 or 6 years into being in Chicago, you kind of look out the window and it's like, oh, no, it looks all right.
Switching to baseball, obviously offensively, you guys sit at or near the top of most of the categories that you want to be in. Last year, we saw you guys score runs in bunches. You had months where you had plus run differentials of 25, and then it would flip on you the next month or the following month. What about look, it's 162, and are you guys always going to be clicking and leading the league in runs? Yeah, that's to be determined. But what about what you guys have done through 19 games? Has you feeling pretty good about how you guys are going to be as an offense going forward?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things within that that speak to it being real and lasting a long time. And I think part of that is what we talked about already of the strength of schedule so far, and that we haven't played a game at Wrigley Field over, you know, 43 degrees and things like that. So I think
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Those are all very real. But the biggest thing is just the variety of contribution that we've had. I think the different ways of scoring. We've slugged, we've hit situationally, we've stolen bases. And I think that's what prevents like the big lulls, is when you can do things in a variety of ways that obviously is going to be challenging stretches of the season like there are always. But I think it just really raises your floor when you can do things in a variety of ways. And our offense has done that, and it's come from different places. Our production from the catching position has been ridiculous, and that's been a huge, huge part of it. But yeah, we've got plenty of guys in our team that haven't really broken out yet and are going to have great seasons. So it's not like everyone's just firing on all cylinders and things are perfect right now. But it's great that we can be this effective while feeling like there's room for improvement in some ways too.
Just for those who aren't aware of what the slash line is for Cubs catching right now, 333, 429, 667.
That'll work.
Yeah, that's an MVP right there.
That's an MVP.
Yeah. Yeah, you can definitely take that. Obviously, you guys have also had to deal with a couple of injuries here and there, and one really yep. significant one with Justin Steele. You've had to go through injuries. This type of injury is always the worst thing for someone. And for you guys, how do you fight through it and continue to support Justin, knowing that he's probably going through it right now? He's already dealt with something like this before.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. The first thing is just the person themselves, right? Like he, I feel like just watching him behind the scenes this offseason and everything, like he was as, you know, dialed in and locked in as I've ever seen him. And I think we all expected him to have a, just continue to have another great year and build on all the success that he's had. And I think he did absolutely everything in his power to do that. And things just sometimes just don't follow the script at all. And it's a really challenging part of our sport. And, you know, I think one issue with like Tommy John that is, I hate the dialogue that like, oh, like we'll just see him in like, you know, 12 to 14 months and he'll be back. And,
me too.
It's,
me
it's
too.
Just, it's not that simple, man. Like I had a much less serious surgery this off season, and it's just, it's not a linear process. It's incredibly challenging mentally, and just really, really feel for him. So he's going to have a great career still. He's going to kill this process, but it doesn't take away how much that hurts and how much you feel for a teammate that goes through that.
Yeah, I talked to him at the convention, and he just was so set on bouncing back this year to make 30 starts. Like that was such an important to have the setback last year. He took that pretty hard into the off season. So as you say, the mental grind of any type of injury, whether it be a short stint on the IL or certainly a season ending one, is a grind. I want to ask you real quick about, you know, we see it takes some time for bullpen pitchers to kind of figure out their role. That takes time, and every season is different. We see bullpen volatility all the time, forever and always in baseball. How long does it take a position player? How long does it take you in a season to really feel like you're in a groove and that you got your feet underneath you and you're off and running?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've had like spring trainings where I show up and I immediately feel like better than I do in the middle of the season. I've had years like last year that just not much was really syncing up, and kind of somewhere in between right now. But the it's a sport that's not really worth predicting at a certain point. And so I think just getting in the flow of the season mentally and physically and just like giving yourself a good chance every day is kind of where the healthiest way of evaluating it is. And so I think like that first month of the year is definitely a little bit of like, oh, we're back to playing seven straight days and doing things like that and traveling in different weather and things like that. And then a certain point, you're just in the middle of it and it's flowing along and, you know, the results come and go. But when you're in that space where you feel like you have energy and excitement and you're just in the middle of a season, that's where it really gets fun, and the results often follow.
Nico, I think it's really convenient that Spiegs is off today. You know, last week, you and I tried to convince him that PCA should, you know, just swing the bat because he's got a lot of pop. And then I look
he probably should have bunted against the Dodgers on Sunday, right?
Yeah, should have bunted three times against the Dodgers on Sunday. So I think it's very convenient that he's not here today to defend his position.
Yeah, he definitely. Yeah, 11 total bases doesn't really help us much. So I'd much rather him be on the ground.
Now that you've done like the mic,
especially against tough pitching, like what do you expect him to do against Glasnow and Blake Treinen? Like that's just you take your bunt, like
that's
just
right.
Do it, right?
Give up the out.
Yep. Yeah, give up the out. Give up yourself. Yeah.
Just hope that someone makes a mistake instead of, you know, hitting it over the wall.
Way over the wall.
Or to the foul pole. It doesn't matter. It still counts as a home run. And that's, damn it, that's what it's good for. Nico, as always, awesome. Man, we appreciate you.
No doubt.
Thanks so much. Good luck tonight against the Padres.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks, soon. Nico.
That is Nico Horner, Cubs second baseman. I like him quite a bit.
Yeah, man. He's a dude. He gets it. You know, he doesn't let there's nothing about last night. This is where the fan part of a man on the street right now, you know, they're still pissed about last night's 10-4 loss. And that's just if Nico was, not that he's happy about it, but he's already on to today. And that's the beauty of baseball, man.
It's a weird thing too, like just from being in this chair and Spiegs and I have talked a little bit about this. We're on every day, but you don't want to treat every baseball game like a football game.
I used to. What was the stage of your life that you did that? Because I did.
When I was in my 20s.
Oh, 100%. I was going to say 20s.
So. And on the air for sure. Like, this is the most important. Like, and then you realize, like, no, nah, there's
And then they had an off day after that tough loss, and you just carried that for 48 straight.
Yeah, and you don't need to do that. No. It just ends up making your life
so
terrible.
So unhealthy.
It's a bad, bad thing. We have a lot going on today's show, which is fun, including Jason Leisure joining us at 325. Craig Counsell, Cubs manager, is going to join us at 4. And we're also going to talk with Joe Cowley about the Bulls. I'm kind of excited. I saw you talking with Joe, doing stuff for the recap.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, he's already ready to go.
Joe's ready to go. He was doing a podcast with Dale and Terry. So hopefully he probably just wrapped that puppy up. So that'll be fun.
Okay.
Dale and Terry, I saw, questionable. He's limited in practice. But, you know, the bigger news, Lonzo Ball's out tomorrow, which there's no Josh Giddey. It looks like Josh Giddey will be okay, which obviously no Giddey, no chance, I think.
Yeah, that's probably.
That's not true.
Although, if Kobe White goes off,
Kobe does Kobe things.
And maybe Modest gives you a high level Modest game.
Vooch is good. Yeah, Vooch could do a 15-13 type situation.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like what we were saying in transition, I really want them to win now. And it's a weird place to be, because I don't like the overall plan that the Bulls have got going on.
I hate it.
But I do want them to win. Speaking of the Bulls, tickets are on sale now for tomorrow's play-in game versus the Heat, plus potential home games in round one of the NBA playoffs. Go to bulls.com/postseason for all things Bulls postseason, including info on tickets, watch parties, and more. We're not... Ice Cube? Aren't we giving away tickets for Ice Cube? So, like, people, if they hear this... For example,
get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple double.
Then you need to call 312-540-0670. He's going to have his Truth to Power concert on October 6, 2025 at the United Center. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster on sale Friday. Didn't you guys have Cube on here like a couple times on the afternoon show? It's good.
Yeah, we're going to give it a shot again maybe on Thursday.
All right. There's a lot of things I'd like to talk to him about. A lot. There's all sorts of stuff. But when we come back, let's get into some things. And Guff brought this up, and I think that it's worthy of us discussing. The Bears at number 10. Is this a more powerful position than most people would think? We'll talk about all of that stuff and what they should do with that pick next on The Score.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.